Hey, thanks for having Highway Radio on. Let's check in with Josh Bell and see what he hates this week.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Hey, Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Look, we have another kind of Marvel movie to look at this week.
Ladies and gentlemen of NASA, this is Charles Xavier. Help is on the way.
We're doing space missions now. Cool.
We get the astronauts, we bring them home. Go.
Where's Jean?
Where is she? Jean!
Did you hear what the kids are calling you? Phoenix.
When I lose control, bad things happen. But it feels good.
So this is Dark Phoenix. This is X-Men.
Yes, it is X-Men. They don't have the word X-Men in the title this time for some reason, but all this right. is the latest... And possibly last, really, because of the Disney-Fox merger, if you keep up with all this corporate
the
nonsense.
Politics and the corporate stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
This is maybe the wrap-up of the long-running X-Men film series until it's going to get incorporated into the Marvel movie universe.
All right. So the Dark Phoenix character has been around for a while, kind of in the background. We haven't really seen it before, have we?
Well, we have, sort of. I mean, this is the thing with the X-Men movies is the continuity gets so convoluted. So Dark Phoenix, the Dark Phoenix saga, is a very famous comic book story from the 1980s, and it was partially adapted in X-Men The Last Stand from 2006 when we had Famke Janssen playing the Phoenix, aka Jean Grey.
Okay.
But they didn't do a very good job with it that time, and there were a bunch of other plots in that movie. It didn't get the sort of attention that it deserved, so they're doing it again.
Okay.
Yay! because of the way the continuity of this series works, it was all kind of reset in Days of Future Past a few years ago, and so we've got a new Jean Grey, played by Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, who's a younger character, was introduced in X-Men Apocalypse from a couple years ago. And so here she is now, kind of as the main character of this story. The Phoenix is a telepathic, telekinetic mutant, and she is taken over by this intergalactic force that kind of feeds on her dark side, as you heard a little bit.
Okay, so they're in outer space, so that's right?
They're only in outer space at like the beginning of the movie. They go rescue some astronauts, as you heard a bit in that clip, but otherwise it takes place on Earth. They come back from the space mission, and she's been sort of possessed or joined with this entity.
Okay.
And we also have Jessica Chastain as this shape-shifting alien who comes to Earth and has to tempt her to do bad things. I think the biggest problem here is that this character just hasn't had enough history for you to care about her corruption and her dark side. We just were introduced to her. Sophie Turner is good on Game of Thrones when she had time, I think, to build that character over a long time. In this movie, she's just a little underwhelming. She's not compelling enough as the protagonist. We still have James McAvoy as Professor X and Michael Fassbender as Magneto, Jennifer Lawrence, who've been in the last several movies. And there's some interesting stuff about the ethics of the X-Men and the mutants and what is Professor X doing and can we coexist with humans and all these typical X-Men themes. But just dramatically, I think it's a little inert. The action is good at the beginning and then it slows down. So it's maybe in the middle of the X-Men.
So, okay. All right. Well, I gave up on the X-Men after the second one, I think. Which was the height of it.
X2? Yeah, that was a good one.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, so how much do you hate this? How many stars does Josh
Bell didn't hate it. It's a 2.5 out of 5. It's, like I said, it's right down the middle. If you like the X-Men movies, maybe you want to see it for completest sake, but otherwise, you can skip it.
Right. So, wait for video?
There you go.
Like it. JoshBellHatesEverything.com is the website, and we can find you. It's Josh Bell Hates Everything on Facebook, right?
Yes, and also at Signal Bleed on Twitter.
Josh, good to see you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.